This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba directs concerned bodies to formulate policies and programs to keep country's economic condition in balance. Maoist Chairman Prachanda stresses forging electoral alliance among ruling coalition partners. Supreme Court issues short-term interim order not to implement provision of mandatory resignation of elected people's representatives from their post before filing nomination for upcoming local-level election. And Ukrainian president says coastal city of Mariupol completely destroyed by Russian bombardment. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has directed all concerned bodies to formulate policies and programs to keep the country's economic condition in balance by reducing the trade deficit. Speaking at a ministerial meeting of the Development Issues Resolution Committee under the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies held at Balwata yesterday, the Prime Minister directed them to move ahead to make the national economy self-reliant. Prime Minister Deoba also stressed the need for increasing electricity consumption to reduce a large amount of money being sent on import of petroleum products. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued the Railway Ordinance 2022. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Office of the President said the President issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Supreme Court has issued a short-term interim order not to implement the provision of mandatory resignation of the elected people's representatives from their post before filing nomination for upcoming local-level elections. A single bench of Justice Bom Kumar Shrestha issued the short-term interim order in this regard. The Supreme Court has called both sides for discussions on the 27th of March. Chairman of Helambu Rural Municipality in Sindhu, Palchuk, Nima, Galjan, Sherpa had filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court against the Election Commission. The new Election Code of Conduct prepared by the Election Commission has the provision of tendering resignation by the people's representatives before filing candidacy for local-level election. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khand has said the government is working for the protection, promotion and enhancement of domestic industries and enterprises. During his meeting with a delegation from the Birgunj Chamber of Commerce and Industry at his office in Singha Darbar yesterday, the Home Minister stressed the need for promoting industries and enterprises to increase revenue collection. Home Minister Khand also stressed that the business community should also help the government to make sure the effective implementation of the state policies and laws. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury says work is on the way to distribute water from Melamchi in Kathmandu Valley within mid-April. He said that an agreement has been reached to bring water from Yangri and Larke rivers to the capital. Speaking at a program in the capital yesterday, the minister expressed the commitment of the ministry to supply water to the community schools which do not have access to safe drinking water. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has drawn the attention of the government to make arrangements for medical treatment of the people who were injured and became disabled during the People's War. During a meeting with Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba at Balwata yesterday, Chairman Dahal drew the government's attention to resolve the problems of the injured and peoples with disabilities. Earlier in the program in Janakpur, leader Prachanda stressed the need for a coalition among the ruling parties to safeguard the constitution and democratic achievements. Nepal and Republic of Palau have established diplomatic relations. With this, the number of countries with which Nepal has bilateral diplomatic relations has now reached 174. Permanent representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, and the permanent representative of Republic of Palau to the United Nations, Ileana Victoria Said, signed a joint communique to this effect in a ceremony held at the permanent mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York on Monday. The two ambassadors also signed a joint letter informing the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, about the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has claimed that UML is the only political party that truly works for the development and prosperity of the Rai Madhes. Welcoming different leaders, including Chairman of Samajwadi Janata Party Prem Bahadur Singh, artist Karishma Manandar and others into the UML yesterday, Oli asked the cadres of all the parties not to remain confused but to unite with the UML. Oli claimed that he made significant progress on Postal Highway, Madan Bhandari Highway and other projects during his government and urged to defeat the fraudulent forces from Madhes in the upcoming polls. Chief Minister of Madhes Province Lal Babu Raut and British Ambassador to Nepal Nicola Pollitt have held a courtesy meeting yesterday. At the meeting held at Office of Chief Minister and Council of Ministers at Janakpur Dham, the two discussed various UK aid-funded projects running in the province. Chief Minister Raut and British envoy Pollitt also dwelt on their future strategies for those projects. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said there is nothing left of the port city of Mariupol amid Russian attacks. He said 100,000 civilians remain in Mariupol with no food, no water, no medicine and under constant bombardment. Ukrainian troops have driven Russian forces from the Kiev suburb of Makariv. But Russian forces partly took over three suburbs, Bucha, Hostomel and Irpin, northwest of the capital. Western officials say Russian forces are facing serious shortages of food and fuel and some soldiers have frostbite. Rescuers have found no survivors so far from a jet carrying 132 people which crashed in hills in southern China. Crash investigators also had no information on why China Eastern flight MU5735 plummeted out of the sky on Monday. Recovery work at the site of the Boeing 737-800 crash in Guangxi province is being hampered by difficult terrain. There has been an outpouring of grief in China where families of passengers and crew are waiting for news. Hundreds of responders have been scouring in the steeply forested slopes in Wuchao where debris from the plane was strewn after it broke apart and set fire to the hillside. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province, Far West Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers is likely to occur at some places over the hilly regions of the country towards afternoon. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Doba directs concerned bodies to formulate policies and programs to keep the country's economic condition in balance. Maoist Chairman Prachanda stresses forging electoral alliance among ruling coalition partners. Supreme Court issues short-term interim order not to implement provision of mandatory resignation of elected people's representatives from their post before filing nomination for upcoming local-level elections. And Ukrainian president says coastal city of Mariupol completely destroyed by Russian bombardment. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.